Attention! Attention! Express Cash, the Barbados Lottery's fastest game in town, now has an even bigger rollover jackpot. The rollover jackpot is now over $261,500. That's right, $261,500. It's so easy to play Express Cash. Visit your local lottery agent and ask for a quick pick ticket or fill out a slip to play your favorite numbers. So play Express Cash, the fastest game in town, drawing every 5 minutes at Barbados Lottery Agents Islandwide.
All right, this is Mason and guest. I'm Andrew Mason, along with co-host Dr. Andrew Ford. We've got on Zoom Sir Clive Lloyd, former West Indies captain, former West Indies fast bowler, our good friend Tony Gray, and former West Indies batting coach Toby Radford, who's just taken up a big, big job there in Bangladesh, playing lots of money. All right, let's go and take a call, can we? Yes, hello, welcome to Mason and Guest.
Peace be unto you.
Peace be unto you. Is that Gail? How
yes,
are you,
please.
Gail? Yes, yes.
Give a thanks to the Creator for a blessed week.
Yes.
Happy to see 54 years.
Mm-hmm, wonderful.
And I'm proud. I want to give thanks to the Honorable Prime Minister, you know, for remembering from the lowest society to the echelons, the award, and congratulations to you.
Yes, thank you very much indeed.
And to Sir Wes Hall.
Yes, yes, statue
yes,
there of the great man.
And your hard work have paid off.
And Condé Riley, of course, Pesero.
Oh, yes.
Go, is it what?
And your finesse, your flair, and your inquisitiveness.
They say I'm gypsy. They say I'm gypsy.
Yes. Well, I have to say it decent on the radio. When I see you, I tell you that.
Yes, indeed.
It means a paralyzed.
See, you're a real gypsy, man.
But I sit here every week, and I just laugh and see how you dive into people's business.
Yes.
Anyhow, congratulations to you and each and everyone.
Yes.
And to those distinguished guests, you know, I enjoy listening. I saw some of them because I, you know, worked at Kensington, and I love cricket. I had family called Collis King, my relative.
Related?
Yes, yes.
Did you see Sir Clive bat?
Of course, of course. And my son, he had love, Holden.
Oh, Michael Holden, yes.
Yeah, when I would have to take him to Kensington, mm-hmm. I went holding. You know, he had a long run up, and
yes,
he would jump up and. But he migrated to the United States, and I always said that if he didn't go, probably he would have been a cricketer. His father was a cricketer too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he played for police at one time because he was a police officer.
He's a policeman.
Was he migrated to the
American He's gone to you know.
Anyhow, all the best to you and everybody. Stay safe to Jamaicans.
Right.
I'm so sorry to hear, you know, every day, you know, the rate of COVID
yes,
is
over 10,000 there in
yeah,
Jamaica,
we praying,
yes.
We are praying for the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have, you know, we are our brother's keepers, and this is CARICOM. Thank God for the late Wynafa.
Yes.
Professor Wynafa, who
champion of CARICOM, yes, of course.
Yes,
wonderful.
Yes. Anyhow, I let somebody else call
sure.
him, but all the best. And you know what I mean? I'm one of your people, but I just give you trouble.
Trouble. Thanks to you, Gail. Peace be unto you.
God bless.
All right, let's take another call. Yes. Hello, welcome, Mason and guests.
Hello.
Hello. Good night to you.
Nasser.
Oh, Mohammed Nasser. How are you, Mr. Nasser?
I'm good. How are you doing, man?
Good, man. Nice to hear you, Nasser.
I'm honored to hear you, too. And congratulations. I hope that you get many, many more orders.
Well, I try my best. Yes,
I keep
yes.
telling people
yes.
you can slow down progress, but you can't stop success.
Oh, my golly. Well said.
No.
And I would say patience is bitter, but its fruits are sweet. You like that one, huh?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Tony Gray just sent that note to me.
Oh, well, that is good. Now, listen. I want to ask you a simple question.
Yes,
Nasser.
Mm.
Don't you think that we, fundamental problem, by the way, before I say that, I believe that the mistake we have made since the guy that is Bradley, two brothers, man, the one in Australia, New Zealand now. Bravo.
Oh, Bravo. Oh, Dwayne Bravo and Darren Bravo.
Since Bravo is in New Zealand, I think the mistake we made was not sending hope. Let me tell you why. Once Bravo is there, you should have sent hope. I believe that years ago when I was a young man coming up, that West Indian cricket was success because they used to compete amongst themselves.
Okay.
So you have three W's, and each one tends to make 100.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You had fast bowlers, I mean, and each one wanted to get 5 wickets. They were just trying to show the other fella that if he could get 5, they could get 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the feeling. The spinners were the same thing. You know, everybody was trying to, we used to compete amongst ourselves, even though we played test cricket, you know.
Right.
But we used to try to outdo each other.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we're not having a problem where we become now independent as an individual and think that we're competing with the team that we are playing against.
Mm-hmm.
We really compete against ourselves. If I make 100, you come and make 101 or 102 or 90.
Mm-hmm.
So we could sit down and say, man, you know, how it went for you, you know, and you can say I could compete with you. I remember hearing that Greenwich and Haynes, they used to compete too.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying, they don't worry about who bowling them, you know. They want to make 100 and he want to show you that he can make 100 too. I remember a report I get that Greenwich and Haynes were playing in Australia. And I think it was Lilly or Thompson was bowling real fast and they were struggling. And I think Haynes got out at 4, when the score was 45 or something. So, and when Haynes was going in the bat, Richards was coming out to bat. And Richards looked at Haynes and said, what happened? Are we all making this note? They look very different. What happened? And the reporter got that Haynes said that man got that ball going down the offside real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And Richards said, well, it will keep going down there. And Richards went and make 140, somebody ran.
Oh, what a story.
But what I'm saying, don't get me wrong, I know we're competing when we're playing a side.
Right.
But I am saying that individual competition
mm-hmm.
is like when you're at the university.
Mm-hmm.
Those children just be competing against each other. You know, we think that ain't so, but that is so. Because I don't want to pass. I don't want a fair to pass as my friend, and I fail.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we should be discussing with the West Indian cricketers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. I think that we need to psychologically build up the players and stop believing that is all they're playing for is money and competing against the side that they're playing against. You don't compete against the side you're playing against.
Mm-hmm.
You try to do better than the people in your own team
mm-hmm.
so that everybody can be proud.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're thinking, what was your opinion, but
I'll throw it to Sir Clive. Sir Clive, competition is important.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to have Mr. Clive.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, it's quite obvious. You've got to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Our problem, let them go back to years ago. When we had our Shell Shield, I think I spoke to on a program the other day. When you played the Shell Shield, if you played against Guyana, you had pace, spin.
Mm-hmm.
Trinidad, swing, and spin. Barbados, pace, and not a lot of spin.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaica, you had pace and spin. So if you played 2 years of Shell Shield, your all-round cricket was taken care of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you're playing against Barbados, you had 9 test cricketers. Guyana, you had about 7. Trinidad, you had about 5 or 6. But, you know, Jamaica, you had 5 or 6. So the point is you were playing against top-class professionals. And you had a bat well to get runs. You had a bowl well to get wickets. It was very, very competitive. So the point is, we don't have that sort of situation with our players at the moment. Our cricket is not, our local cricket is not as strong as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
England do well because they have one of the best competitions in county cricket. Australia, state cricket. You know, India, they have some very good cricket. Sri Lanka, have you ever seen a Sri Lanka looking bad when he's batting? He looks good. He's been taught well. And I wanted. This is something. I don't know if it's just straying from the point here.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know if we have any players will do the same thing that the guy Crawley did. He was not doing too well. He paid his way.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to India for 4 months to play spin, mm-hmm. to learn to play spin.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next year, he went to Australia, played 3 or 4 months in Western Australia to get accustomed to the quicker wickets. Paying his way, he didn't ask the ECB for any money or his county. He did it on his own. Now look, he's now England's frontline batsman in mm-hmm. Test cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's dedication. Mm-hmm. I want to see our players not, you know, I don't mind anybody, as I said, earning money. But you've got to be dedicated to what you do. If this is your living, you've got to be professional in all aspects of your living. Mm-hmm. And the point is, we have to hold our players that we have playing together. If you have guys now playing somewhere else, where's this team spirit when they come back?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been playing with the guys. Some of them might be new. You don't know about running it between the wickets with them. You don't know, you're missing out on that camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, we cannot have players playing when they want to play. The board has got to be strong in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Australia, they would leave, if they have a series, they would leave the IPL and play for Australia. New Zealand would do the same. Sri Lanka would do the same thing. India does not play anywhere else other than their IPL. So the point is, we have to get strong and tell our players that, you know, you're making money, but the point is, we have our cricket. We have our sponsors. We're responsible to our sponsors because they would like the best players playing in their competition.
Gentlemen, we got another 5 minutes left on the show. Time flies so quickly. Toby, let's turn our attention to tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow evening, of course, Eastern Caribbean time. The first test match. What are your expectations? West Indies versus New Zealand.
I agree with what Sir Curtly said earlier. I think if they get a draw out of the series, they'll have done really well.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe New Zealand's quite a difficult place to perform in because they're very well oiled and they seem to know how to play on their pitches. They know the lengths to bowl. The batters they're a very well organised team, right? Don't never underestimate New Zealand, especially in New Zealand. They're a good team. Saying that, I think I'm pleased that Craig Brathwaite's in good form.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleased that Darren Bravo's in good form. You've got two key batters there who've had hundreds and a double hundred in the last couple of weeks. They've got to take that form into that test team. And if you can post a score, again, I agree with exactly what Sir Curtly said. If you can post a score and get your runs, we know that with Roche and the bowlers, Shannon, it's a good bowling attack that's knocked people over all around the world for the last couple of years. The bowling looks after itself in test cricket. It's been really good. We need to get runs. We have to get runs. So we need Craig to play well, bat a long innings, do a shiv type innings. We need Bravo to go in and get a good score. We know he's capable of doing it. I think they're the two key players. And if they perform and get a score, we'll compete. Definitely. We
compete.
Mm-hmm. What we've been is inconsistent. We're inconsistent and we just need to see a bit of fight. And look, it's been a good start for the longer format team in the couple of games they've played. They've got to take that into the testing. It's going to be a different challenge. They're going to have all their big guns out. It's going to be a different challenge, different pressures, but they're capable of doing it.
Mm-hmm. So in 30 seconds, how do you see the two test matches? You're on the fence.
What, me personally?
Yes. What do you think? Do you think?
No, I'm not on the fence.
Do you think New Zealand will win? Is that a fair question?
I don't think New Zealand will win. I think if we perform to our best of our ability, I think we can come away with a drawn series. I honestly believe
a drawn
that.
Series.
But I know last time we toured there, it was tough.
Yes. Okay.
It's going to be hard to win out there. It's going to be very hard to win out there. They're a good side on their home patch. I promise you, I've been out there.
Okay.
But if we can draw, if we can get a drawn series,
right.
I'd be very
that'll
happy
be a win.
Away from home.
That'll be a win. Tony Gray.
That'll
talk
be
to
a
me.
Win in New Zealand.
Tony Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me, Tony.
I think the important thing, Andrew, is what we did after the last A-team game against New Zealand. A-team.
Right.
My thing is that obviously the New Zealanders are very good at setting a game plan. The pitch is going to be vastly different. They put us in a comfort zone. We've scored 500 runs. We've scored 300 runs.
Yes.
The pitch is going to be vastly different.
It's going to be quicker. It's going to be quicker.
It's going to be bouncier.
Yes.
It's going to seem a little bit more. That's right. And the obviously the level of opposition is going to be sky high. So we have to make the transition mentally. Simmons is the important factor, not just the players. Simmons and the other coaches are the important factor.
Tony Gray, answer the question, Tony Gray. Tony Gray, answer the question. We just got another minute left on the show. Who's going to win the series, Tony Gray? Talk to me, please.
I think New Zealand.
New Zealand, you're struggling. You're struggling. So, Clive, final word with you.
I listen. It's going to be tough, you know, but life was not meant to be easy.
Right.
Their point is that if they think that they, you know, New Zealand is, you know, pretty high up in the ratings.
Mm.
Good. They have good bowling. They play well at home. They now have a very settled side. But if we bat first, we have to make 350.
Mm.
When you make 350, you're in the game.
Mm-hmm.
We have to bat long. All players have got to do so.
Right.
The only problem that I have with the West Indies is that we only have two openers.
Oh, my God.
There's no way you can have two openers on a tour. You have to have three openers
at least three, yes.
And your number three batsman has got to be one of the best in your team.
Mm.
Because if you lose an opener and you have a weak number three, they're into your middle.
Mm.
And these New Zealand guys will work you over.
Yes.
It's going to be difficult,
mm-hmm.
but I still think that if we put our minds to work,
mm-hmm.
that they can do pretty well. It's obvious New Zealand is going to be in there,
right.
at the ascendancy at the moment.
Right.
But we can still do well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We can do well if we apply ourselves.
So, Clive, thank you very much indeed for coming through and talking to us. Time flies so quickly. Thanks to you, Toby Radford. We're back in England. Lovely job there in Bangladesh. And of course, the fired Tony Gray, hoping to get back his job as chairman of selectors. I'm Andrew Mason. Here's hoping for a better tomorrow. It's good night.